Well, it is our great privilege this morning to bring into membership Amy Cubitt, Brian and Martina DeBoer and Debbie Johnson. And this morning we're going to baptize Debbie. And I want to start this morning by saying a few words about what church membership is and then also some more words about Christian baptism. But first, church membership. Church membership is something here at Cambridge Presbyterian that we encourage, and we encourage it for two reasons. First, Jesus Christ came to earth to win for himself a bride. Jesus Christ came to earth to win for himself a bride. And that bride is not an individual person, but a group of individuals who make up his bride. Jesus is engaged to his church, not to a Christian. And that means that Christians need to be visibly connected to his bride, the church. The second reason why we do church membership is because Jesus is the head of his church, which is his body. Jesus is the head of his church, which is his body. And as head, he is not connected to a thumb or a foot. He's connected to a whole body, which is made up of individual members. The members are individual Christians, and together they form the body of Christ, of which he is the head. And that means that Christians need to be visibly connected to his body, the church. So those are the two images that we have of Christ and his church: a husband engaged to his bride, a head connected to his body. And that is why Amy and Brian and Martina and Debbie are becoming members today, because they want to be visibly connected to Christ's bride, to his body. Now, the way into the visible body and bride of Christ is through Christian baptism. If you ever go into a traditional church building, as you walk through the door, the thing you'll see at the side is the baptismal font. It symbolizes that the way into the church is through Christian baptism. Over the summer, Amy was baptized at a Christian festival on the south coast of England. And so today, she's formally becoming a member of Christ's church. For Brian and Martina, they were baptized as children and are simply transferring their church membership from their church in Canada to our church. But this morning, Debbie will be baptized for the first time. She was raised by her Christian mother and in recent years has come to faith. And so she'll be baptized this morning, which brings us to the topic of Christian baptism. Jesus Christ commanded us to baptize his converts. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Christian baptism was commanded by our Lord Jesus Christ, and it is a sign and seal of God's covenant of grace, of our engrafting into Christ, of forgiveness of sins by his blood, of regeneration by the Holy Spirit, of adoption, of resurrection to eternal life. And this morning, Debbie will have the sign and seal of all those realities placed upon her in the sacrament of Christian baptism. In a few moments, I will pour water over Debbie's head, and I will baptize her in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, for those of you visiting with us this morning, that might seem a bit weird. So let me explain a little bit about what Christian baptism is. Many people tend to think that Christian baptism is about a statement a person makes to God. In the case of a baby, it's the parents making a statement to God that they will bring up the child in the Christian faith. In the case of an adult like Debbie, people think it's about Debbie making a statement to God about her faith in the Lord Jesus. In other words, people tend to think that Christian baptism is about what we do to God, towards God. Now, there's an element of truth in that. In infant baptism, parents are making a statement about how they will bring up the child in the Christian faith. In adult baptism, the person is making a statement to God and the world about their faith in Jesus. But that is not what Christian baptism is primarily about. Christian baptism is not primarily about what we do towards God. It's about what God does towards us. It's not primarily about a statement that we make towards God and the world. It's about a statement that God makes towards us. If I can put it in one sentence, Christian baptism is about the priority of God's grace over our faith. It's about the priority of God's grace over our faith. That's what it symbolizes. And it fits with the whole story of the Bible. Just think of Adam and Eve. When they sinned, God came looking for them. They didn't go looking for him. Noah found grace in the eyes of God. God wasn't found by Noah. He was found by God. Abraham was living in Ur, worshipping other gods, when God came and gave him the promise of a land, a people, and a blessing. Israel were slaves in Egypt when God came and rescued them. David offered to build God a house, a temple, and God said, "No, I'm going to build you a house, a dynasty." When Jesus was on earth, he told his disciples, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." All the way through the Bible, the relationship between God and his people is not formed by the person first coming towards God. It's formed by God first moving towards the person in grace. The storyline of the Bible points up the priority of God's grace over our faith. And that's the same with the old covenant sign of circumcision and the new covenant sign of baptism. Both signs reveal that it is God who moves towards us before we move towards him. In Genesis 17, God gave the sign of circumcision to Abraham, and he said, "This is the sign of my eternal covenant with you. I will be your God, and you will be my people." And in the New Testament, it's the same with baptism. It's God saying to us, "I will be your God, and you will be my people." It's what happened to Amy over the summer. God signed and sealed his relationship with Amy. It wasn't about Amy making a statement to God, though she did make a statement to God. It was primarily about God making a statement to Amy. And it's the same with Debbie's baptism today. It's not primarily about Debbie making a statement to God or to us, though she is making a statement. It's about God making a statement to Debbie. "Today, Debbie, God says to you, I will be your God. You will be my daughter." As you are baptized today, God is signing and sealing his covenant love to you. And this means, Debbie, that when you're baptized today, you're not just getting wet. Same with Amy when she was baptized over the summer. Same with Brian and Martina when they were baptized. None of them just got wet. They got signed. They got sealed. They got marked. They got owned. God put his name on them. That's what circumcision was in the old covenant. It's why you can never be baptized twice, because you could never be circumcised twice. You can't rub off circumcision, and you can't rub off baptism, because you are signed and sealed with the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that's because God comes to us first before we go to him. Baptism speaks of God's grace to us before it speaks of our faith in him.